Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jamie Klingon, who's Senior Vice President with QEP Company. Jamie, how you doing?
I'm good, Kemp.
You know, I have to pause for a second when I say you're with QEP Company, because I know that's the overriding corporation, but you have many, many brands that are in your stable, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Well, that's why I wanted to talk to you, because just last week you announced that you had bought Faust USA, right?
We did.
Well, let's get into some of the details about that. Many people know that Faust, 5 or 6 years ago, probably one of the strongest brand names in the laminate category. They're a Spanish company that had come over here. They had bought the old OMC outboard manufacturing facility south of Dalton, and they were producing some beautiful laminate products. They went through some trouble and declared bankruptcy, and now you own them, and I'm sure you got big plans for them, right?
We sure do. And it's funny that you remember the facility that they moved into. There's not too many people that know that.
Yeah. You know why? I drive up and down 75 between Chattanooga and Atlanta, and there's a billboard there, and they're still on that property, which they own that billboard. So, which now you probably own that billboard.
Yes, we do.
Well, you
part
know what?
Of the sale.
I'd stick a Faust ad up there, because I think there's still an outboard marine ad up there.
There is.
I guess let's finish the Faust thing and then get into more of QEP. Some of the details that some people might not know is there still will be a Faust Spain. That's the parent company. You've bought the North American rights to the name and all the intellectual properties, right?
That is correct.
And you will operate that factory and produce laminate in the plant we were talking about.
Yes, we will.
And many people may not know this, but let's just run through it. It's been, what, 4 years, 4 or 5 years ago, you bought Harris Wood, which is based in Johnson City, right? And that's in the finished flooring products. But as far as tools and accessories, you have a bunch of major brands that are really well known as well. Roberts, Capital, Tile-Rite. Fill in some that I may have missed.
Portinale, Trix, Nupla. Some of these are outside of the flooring industry as well.
Uh-huh.
And we do have some other acquisitions we've made through the years, like I said, that are not associated with flooring, but are still part of our overall brand umbrella. We've even acquired two facilities that manufacture pool finishes. So we are in the finished pool business as well.
Okay. And when you talk about that, are you talking about the decking or actually inside the pool?
Inside the swimming pool.
Oh. Okay. And about ownership, you're publicly traded. I think you're over the counter, right?
Yes, we're on the pink sheets.
Okay. So what's the first thing you do after you acquire the North American rights to the Faust name and the ability to manufacture laminate?
The first thing we did prior to acquisition was contact all of the customers,
mm-hmm.
because we were acting as the sales and marketing arm for Faust for a few months prior to the acquisition, which gave us an opportunity to go out and actually sit with each of the customers, find out what was working, what wasn't working, what they liked about the line, what they didn't like, what we were missing in the line. So we've had a little bit of a head start, so it's been nice. We've gone out and really reviewed the line. We'll be going back to the customers with a shortened lineup. As we work on new designs, we want to shorten the lines that they're currently working with. And we have a few surprises we're going to throw out to them to hopefully refresh the line for a short period of time until we can do a total refresh on it. It's been a few years since they've had some new designs and new collections from Faust, and a lot of that was just due to operating income or lack of at Faust during that time.
They played in the middle of their strength time. They played in the upper end of the laminate market. I mean, they were getting $450 wholesale per foot for the products they were making. And the reason they were able to get it is because they had all these patents and technology around register and emboss and some of these finishes that they had. And they were seen as quite the innovator. And you were telling me prior to this interview, you get the use of all that intellectual property in North America, right?
Yes, we do. Yeah. And we hope to take better advantage of those as we go forward.
I remember sitting in that showroom down in that facility and being shown, you know, one of the reasons that you should consider buying a laminate is if there is a species that is so rare that it just wouldn't make sense to make it out of the real material, then you can make a product that looks just like it and yet wears even better. Is that going to be one of your strategies?
Well, I think it is. Obviously, Faust never was a Me Too,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think they would survive today being a Me Too. So, you know, you mentioned prior about them being at the higher end of the laminate industry. And that's where Faust will remain to be positioned because of the technologies. But your comment about the species is great, and I totally agree with that. And yes, Faust will position themselves as being different than everyone else. But the focus really was more on stone. Because if you look back at what they brought to the laminate industry, was their incredible stone designs and the realism and the interplank designs that they could do on their stones, which no one else can mimic, even to this day.
I guess that comes from their Spanish heritage, doesn't it?
Maybe it does.
There are some synergies I can see here. Obviously, you know, a big part of your all's focus is floor covering and either on the tool side, accessory size, or finished products. You know, now you're talking, you know, little synergies here with Harris. So will there be ways that you'll be able to combine sales force or distribution method? Or I'm thinking there's synergies there. Am I right?
There's definitely synergies there. Right now, that's what some of the things that we are diving a little bit deeper into to see how we make it work together. Faust was pretty much a skeleton company when we took it over last Friday.
Yeah.
So we're going to be really relying on our infrastructure to start with. So we will be expanding that infrastructure, but we tend to, as a company with QEP, is we tend to play with our strengths of sales and trying to move more volume through the same channels than confusing the market.
Mm-hmm. I remember one of the last plays that Faust did was that they decided that they were going to skip going through distribution and going direct. What will your method to market be now as the owner of it?
Currently, you know, they did make a mistake with that and many years ago, and then they came back and went back into distribution.
Okay.
So that was their current method for Faust today, is through existing distribution. Some of those distributors are new to QEP, Harris Wood. Some are people we're already doing business with, which is thus a synergy for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So today we're going to go to market just like we have done in the past. We're going to go through distribution.
Well, good luck with that. Thanks again for updating us on that. This is big news. So again, we've been talking to Jamie Klingon, who's the Senior Vice President of Marketing with QEP, about the Faust acquisition. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaAlley.net.